Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So President Biden has been holding, I believe his press conference has started. I think it's starting now, and we aren't going to have live feed. I apologize, but I don't think a lot of you guys are listening to it anyway. It's a rare press conference. I think he has them every, 80 days? Very different from the Trump presidency where Trump will get out there and just talk. Some people thought he talked too much. Whereas with Biden, very well protected by his team, he'll even say, I don't know if I'm allowed to take questions. So the remarks are going to be prepared. From what we understand, the reporters should have an opportunity for in-depth responses, questions, follow-up questions. Not exactly sure if these questions are hand-picked. If he has to, from a list, call on the specific... I mean, I'm assuming it's like his other press conferences where very few reporters are there. He has them hand-picked in an order with a picture of them, and then he looks towards them, he calls on them, and he appears prepared for the question. I mean, we're possibly looking at war with Russia right now. You know, I hope he looks a little bit more formidable, you know, to our adversaries. It looks a little tougher. But CNN, interestingly, did a piece on the 10 crises that demand answers at Biden's press conference. So this is, CNN and many news outlets have been really soft on Biden compared to the way they were with Trump. But it's very interesting how they word this, crises, one crisis after another. Well, most presidencies are riddled with crises. You know, it just, you know, Biden, he I don't think he knew what he was getting into. And I don't think he's running the show like he wants people to believe. And he's even admitted that he's not in charge, that he's being told what he's allowed to do. So this is a concern. So some of the things that CNN would like to see him addressed is, one is, will Biden's big COVID-19 testing push work? That's kind of soft. That doesn't really seem, you know. If the website crashes, doesn't work smoothly, if people can't get their tests. In fact, let me try it. Let me go ahead and try. It's called covidtest.gov. I ordered my test. You know, you could get four free COVID tests. We announced it multiple times yesterday. Apparently there was a soft launch that allowed people to get their COVID tests. Now, what it's doing is it's allowing you to put in your name, your address to get COVID tests. Looks like the site is still working, even though it launched. It was supposed to launch today. It launched yesterday softly. Whether we get the tests in time for Omicron or not, yet to be seen. They say expect 7 to 12 days. So we'll see. I know I ordered them. We'll see how long it takes. It would be a fantastic feat for them to do this, but again, are the tests sensitive enough? I mean, a lot of people have had home tests going, I'm negative. Well, I was negative. I tested twice. I was negative. I had the same symptoms as everybody else, though. So I don't know if I trust those tests. Where does Biden draw the risk equation between mitigation and normal life? So what's going on with schools, retail, unvaccinated? So does the president have any resolution to the ideological battle over keeping schools open and masking rules for kids? I have a solution. I have a resolution. Widen winter break. Expand winter break. Winter break is when the hospitals are overwhelmed. Winter break is when we obviously have this wave. We're going to probably have another wave next winter, even if whether it's flu, whether it's COVID. And then have a means where if kids are out of school because they're sick, they get to access online. It's really not that hard, people. If teachers reach a low enough census, they have to do online teaching. My guess is it's going to turn into Ready Player One, where eventually kids are going to be more online with certain activities that they have to do in person, because I think a lot of teachers are quitting. I think schools are going to be always grappling with how to have enough staff. And so the more they can teach with less staff, they're going to, but that's just a guess. Does Biden understand the fears of inflation are not transitory? They say the great paradox of the Biden presidency is that he set out to help working Americans, but is being accused of not doing enough to alleviate the economic plight in the short term. He wants to enshrine into law affordable health care, better care for the elderly, alleviate child poverty, provide free kindergarten, make students debtless of a burden, and to wean the country off carbon energy, prone to price spikes caused by foreign geopolitics. But many Americans don't think that's what matters. That's what they need. And whenever we do make these big bills, we don't really see the money ourselves. With the exception of checks being sent out directly to people, or loans being forgiven, or payments not being expected. All this stuff that he wants to say, look what we did, affordable health care, our health care is still through the roof. Why are the U.S. and Russia suddenly back in a Cold War-style showdown? Yeah, Russia is moving in on Ukraine. What are we going to do? Are we going to do a red line and not follow it? What are we going to do? How will Biden contain the nuclear threat from North Korea and Iran? So North Korea keeps doing ballistic missile tests. They keep showing off. You know, what are we planning? What about the nuclear talks with Iran? What's going on with their nuclear deal? What's next for voting rights? So, people say there's a failure to enact federal voting rights. Okay, who is not being allowed to vote? If we have people not allowed to vote that are citizens, that needs to be addressed. If there are people not being allowed to walk to a polling site or get to a polling booth or being accosted, these are things that have to be addressed. I know a lot of the discussion is on food and water, but who here in 2022 is still not allowed to vote? If they're talking about illegal immigrants, then that's a whole other story. Can Biden build back better? How will Biden counter the threat from Trump? The threat from Trump? Yeah, did Trump run? We'll see. Does Biden have answers on the southern border? All right, and how bad will the situation with China get? These are the answers CNN wants. I think I want a few more answers. 1-877.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one thing we don't really talk about is Omicron deaths, the Omicron death rate. Well, we're not really getting numbers. We know Omicron is milder than others. We know Omicron is hitting the unvaccinated, the vaccinated, the boosted. We know kids are getting Omicron. Most people are doing fine. Most people are getting through it. But we do have an increase in hospitalizations, like we always do this time of year. And we are being told that this will get worse before it gets better, according to University of South Florida epidemiologists. And what they are predicting is that the modelers are forecasting 50,000 to 300,000 more Americans will die by the time the wave subsides. Now, that's a little concerning because we've been told this whole time that, you know, okay, it's milder, it doesn't seem to be causing a lot of deaths, I've told you guys, no, there are many people in the hospital with Omicron COVID. Maybe that they're also Omicron and flu or Omicron and Delta. But no, we're not, you know, this isn't a completely benign infection. But for them to predict over 300,000 people could die, that's just, that's a little startling. And this is before the wave ends by March. Now, when I had said that I think the peak is going to hit in this week, by next week, and by February we'll start seeing numbers go down, the wave itself, remember, numbers going down, the wave itself, they don't expect to be gone until March, officially. Mid-March, even. And that makes sense. I agree with that assessment. I just think our peak is probably going to be this week or next week because everybody seems to be getting it. They say the 7-day rolling average for daily new COVID deaths in the U.S. has been trending upward since mid-November, reaching 1,700 on January 17th, still below the peak of 3,300 in January 2021. COVID-19 deaths among nursing home residents started rising slightly 2 weeks ago, although still at a rate 10 times less than last year before most residents were vaccinated. I took care of a patient today who was having a very, very severe cough, was asthmatic, had COVID, had her booster in November, and tested positive for COVID. I mean, so whether you're boosted, whether you're vaccinated, whether you're unvaccinated, this sucker's going to get you. Hopefully milder than not, usually milder in the vaccinated. But, again, it could still, you know, affect anybody and cause pretty severe disease. So they say despite signs that Omicron causes milder disease on average, the unprecedented level of infection spreading through the country, with cases still soaring in many states, means many vulnerable people will still become sick. So according to epidemiologist Jason Salemi from the University of South Florida, he thinks it's going to get worse before it gets better. So 300,000 deaths. I mean, we're already at, what, 877,000 deaths total? And again, we don't know if that number is an over-prediction. In America, we've lost 877,367, according to Worldometer's info, for coronavirus out of 68.78 million cases. Again, did a lot of those people die with comorbidities, heart disease, COPD, cancer? You know, we're all 877,000 people who died, completely healthy people that got COVID and then completely succumbed to it. I think that number needs to be divided up into multiple columns, and so that we know who was actually COVID in and of itself, who had comorbidities. The problem is the average person has comorbidities. They're overweight, their blood pressure could be high, they're pre-diabetic. So, you know, currently we have 25,800 in serious critical care in ICUs in hospitals. That number was down a lot before Omicron. Now it's up. Actually, you know, very interestingly, it went up because of Delta. Then it started to go down, then it went back up again with Omicron. So we know Omicron is putting people into the hospitals. Now, a Czechoslovakian folk singer just died. Hanna Horka, 57 years old, died 2 days after posting on social media she had tested positive, according to her son Jan Rek. She wanted a recovery pass in order to get around certain COVID restrictions in the country. The mother contracted the virus from either he or his father after their recent infections. They were fully vaccinated. She got it over Christmas, but she wasn't vaccinated, I don't believe. The Czech Republic requires proof of vaccination or recent recovery from infection in order to enter bars, restaurants, movie theaters, contact venues, similar locations, theater, sauna, concert, etc. And so we're being told that she avoided the vaccine, and she wanted to get it intentionally. Sadly, she caught it, and she wanted to get it intentionally for natural immunity, and she died. And again, guys, listen, I am a huge fan of natural immunity, but once I saw people who had Delta get Omicron, I can't say that your natural immunity is going to be lifelong. I can't say that, guys. And I am pretty unimpressed with both the artificial immunity with the vaccines and the natural immunity that we were hoping was going to stave off Omicron. So I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I am very honest, okay? Well, I honest, you can only be honest or not, so I don't think you can be very or extremely honest. If you're not, if you can't be partially honest, you're either honest or you're not. When I had COVID, even though my first tests were negative, I got scared. I've been vaccinated. Didn't have get the booster yet. But I tell you what scared me. What scared me is it made a goo that I felt was lining my lungs. I have never felt that with another illness. Now, I've had pneumonia, felt different. I've had bronchitis, felt different. But this, it, my throat felt coated, and not like a strep or mono. I've had mono. I've had everything. I've had mono. Not like that. This was a very strange sore throat, but almost like a goo. Almost like a thin paste, that an invisible paste that you couldn't see. And then I felt it in the lungs. And when I started to feel it move down into the lungs, I got scared. I checked my oxygen status. It was fine. Hardly had a fever. Hardly had any body aches. But I was like, whoa. How do I decrease this goo? Because I didn't want to go into cytokine storm. Luckily, I did. Now, we're not giving everybody steroids. CDC is not recommending steroids and antibiotics. I think those, you know, can have a role as long as you don't have medical issues that prevent you from having them. But it was very, very weird. I'm telling you guys right now, it has been 19 days, and I still feel like I have something in my lungs. I breathe. My oxygen's great. But what the hell is this virus? It's milder. Thank God I didn't have to go to the hospital. But I mean, I got the vaccine. I've been wearing the stupid masks. I've been overall avoiding people, you know, to the degree with the exception of New Year's and all that. So I probably got it over New Year's from somebody. And honestly, everybody got it. I mean, it was a friend of mine came to town. I purposely stayed away because I'm like, I'm not feeling right. She ends up getting it. I mean, everybody ends up getting it anyway in our neck of the woods. But it was weird. And so, you know, I know people are like, okay, well, you know, Omicron, it's like a sniffle. It's like, yeah, for some people it was like nothing. And I think I had COVID about a year and a half ago. And that's all it was. It was a day or two of nothing. And I'm like, really, people? But when you're that one person, or those hundreds of thousands of people, where it turns, that's not cool. So here's Hannah. Her family's vaccinated. She gets COVID. I'm assuming Omicron, because this happened around Christmas, but it kills her. We are still dealing with a virus that kills. And the reason why I just don't trust this sucker is because, again, we don't know where the hell it came from. We don't know if it was tinkered with. We have evidence that they were studying coronaviruses. We have evidence from Singapore that the first SARS-CoV-2 outbreak was a leak. So I don't want this virus at all. I got it. Am I happy I got it? I thought I was going to be. I thought I was going to be that I would get some natural immunity. But why the hell did people who got Delta still got Omicron? If Omicron is not going to be the wave of the future, then the immunity we're going to get from this is going to be short-lived. But it is interesting that I can't tell you how many people said, look, for 2 years, I got nothing. And all of a sudden, I got this. Well, one is because our vaccines are out of date. Or two, this virus is getting smarter. So for those of you that are like, you know, this isn't a real virus, I'm very grateful I'm not in the hospital, but this sucker's real. 1-877-DEATH-BELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is expected to have a showdown over voting rights Wednesday night. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell saying Democrats aim to smash the Senate and seize control of America's democracy. That was a reference to Democratic efforts to change the Senate's filibuster rule to pass two voting rights and election reform bills.
Later today, this chamber will host a sad spectacle that has not been seen before in living memory.
The Senate Minority Leader speaking there on the Senate floor. President Biden set to hold his first formal news conference of the year today. Biden last held a news conference in March. The University of Michigan will pay $490 million to settle allegations that a former university doctor sexually abused more than 1,000 victims. USA Radio News. Businesses in Chicago must pay up if they don't ask customers about their COVID-19 vaccination status.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. Breitbart reported Tuesday the businesses are required to demand proof for those ages 5 and older. The rule applies to indoor dining establishments, fitness centers, and entertainment and recreation venues. The AP reports Chicago's business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency has already issued 32 citations to 16 businesses. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to AAA, the national average for a price of regular gasoline is $3.31 a gallon. Gas now below $3 in only six states: Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Kentucky. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, one of you had asked about what's going on in Chicago. This was around Christmas time, and I believe Chicago is one of a few cities out there that are going to be fining businesses. I think in California, businesses got shut down or had to close temporarily if they didn't ask for proof of vaccines. Now, I have spoken out on this before because I'm a big proponent of employee safety. After I saw what happened with the mask mandates and security guards getting stabbed, I think it was a cook at the Waffle House getting shot because of you weren't wearing your mask, I thought it was going to be a disaster than to have these companies ask for proof of vaccinations. And you would think, after the first person got killed over telling somebody to wear a mask, you would think the federal government or local government would back the hell off. That's not what's happening. So one of the headlines in the last day or two has been Chicago. Okay, I think people are bragging about this. Has cited 13 restaurants and 9 fitness centers for violating the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. They could be fined anywhere from $100 to $10,000. City inspectors cited 13 bars, restaurants, as well as 9 fitness centers for failing to enforce city rules designed to stop the spread of COVID by requiring all customers to present proof of vaccination. I thought vaccinated people are spreading it too. You guys have to stop. You got to use a different statement than that. You can't say you're requiring proof of vaccine to stop the spread when vaccinated people are getting in, they're spreading it. We just talked about the folk singer in Czechoslovakia who died. She was around her husband and her son who were vaccinated but sick with COVID. Mom died. Vaccinated people spread it. So you got to come up with something else if you're going to say you need proof of vaccine. You can't say it's to stop the spread of COVID. If you want to stop future strains in unvaccinated populations, maybe that's a stretch. But you can't say all these vaccinated people that are coughing, I was vaccinated, that aren't spreading it. That you got to do better than that, people. The businesses were cited between January 3rd, when the vaccine mandate took effect, and January 16th, according to a statement from the spokesperson for the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. Each business was issued 2 citations. That is going to trigger a hearing before fines ranging between $100 and $10,000 could be imposed. The city's order requires anyone who is older than 5 to show proof of vaccination to enter a restaurant, gym, or entertainment venue. I don't know if they're allowed to show an exemption. I don't think we have exemption cards. I don't think nobody really seems to like it when people have an exemption. Chicago officials require all masks be worn in indoor settings, so the following restaurants were cited for violating the vaccine mandate. And look at how they plastered this. A Captain Hook's, a Hollywood Grill, a Kamehachi, an L&G restaurant, a La Quebrada, a McDonald's, an Outdoor Grill, a Halal Guys, a China Ho restaurant, a Labora del Cafe, a Moretti's and a Canto, and an Indio Cochina Mexicana. Other businesses were the Goldfish Swim School of Wicker Park, Kids Empire, Reach Fieldhouse, Snap Fitness, Viana Brothers, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Planet Fitness, Hybrid Martial Arts and Fitness, Foss Swim School, and Chicago Fit Dance. Okay. So, have you guys ever hired somebody, all right, for your store, for your clinic? Have you ever had to interview somebody, okay? And have you ever interviewed a woman who was maybe about 100 pounds, okay? Did you not hire her because she wasn't a 6'2" man? Or did you hire her because you thought she would do a good job for what you need? Receptionist, nurse, stylist, marketing exec. Did you not hire her because she was a woman? Did you not hire her because you didn't think she could also do security? No. Well, that same 110-pound woman might be pregnant currently. And again, talking from experience. I've had staff who got pregnant. Very happy, very exciting, happy, happy day. You as a boss, would you ask that pregnant 110-pound woman to accost a 300-pound man and tell that person, look, you can't come in here because you don't have a mask or you don't have proof of vaccine? How many of you would do that? I wouldn't. She's pregnant. She's 110 pounds. She's not law enforcement. Chicago, if your business was there, will fine you if you don't do that. Now, as an employer, it is your job. It is your duty. It is your ethical responsibility, your moral duty, to make sure that every staff member is safe. Look at that woman who was killed, a UCLA student who was stabbed in L.A. working by herself at a furniture store. You don't want your employees stabbed. You don't want your employees killed. Now, it didn't have anything to do with, I don't think, masks or anything. We don't know what the scuffle was about. All I know is somebody walked in, stabbed her, left. But, and she died. But when you see, like what happened at that Burger King, what happened with that drive-thru, which, by the way, there was this one drive-thru shooting where the girl got shot. Apparently, we're being told that it was actually a planned robbery. And somebody from the store, when they saw somebody waving a gun, which I think was her father, shot him because they thought it was a real robbery and they didn't know that this was planned. I've got to tell you guys about that. That was crazy stuff. But anyway, but when you hear of these people being shot, an ex-worker walking into Burger King, killing an employee after she gives him $100 for the cash register, after he demanded it, if you're a parent, if you're an employee right now, you're a little scared. And you're like, these people are violent. Any customer is a threat. And now you are threatening the employers with a fine. Who gets screwed with this? The employees. Okay? I mean, I'm not of the age now where I have the athletic ability or the self-defense or any of the stuff my dad taught me. I'm not of the age where I'm as good to be able to stop an assailant. And if I walked up to somebody who was bigger than me and I said, look, you need to show me proof of your vaccine, and they said, hell no, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, I like my life. I'm not going to do nothing. Yeah, my boss is going to be fined. Okay, are we trying to get people back to work? If you were an employee and you're like, wait a second, my boss, so he doesn't get a $10,000 fine, is going to make me accost people, groups of people, groups of individuals, and have me kick them out. For I'd be like, I'm not coming to work. I'm calling out. No way. That job is not for me. And I don't understand why these rules are in place without any protection. If you are going to ask a fitness center, a school, a restaurant to throw people out, you need to give them money for a bouncer. You need to give them law enforcement. We are not law enforcement. Our staff is not law enforcement. No employer should put their employee in danger. And you're asking them with every single customer to have a confrontation. Now, I'm sure whoever made this law is like, no, 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 because everybody's vaccinated. Show me the vaccine, you walk in, no confrontation. That's not the person who kills. It's the person that has us having a confrontation. That lady who stabbed or went back home and brought back her husband and stabbed that security guard did not want to wear a mask. We got some people here that are crazy. So I wouldn't be surprised if people don't want to show up to work. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you remember, but a while back, I believe City Hall in Boston refused to fly a banner described as a Christian flag. Now, the Supreme Court justices feel it's looking like that Boston was wrong. Arguments at the High Court appear to unite justices both on the left and right in favor of Harold Shirtleff. Now, Harold Shirtleff, not shirtless, but, Shirtleff, according to MarketWatch, is a conservative activist. He wanted to fly a white banner with a red cross on a blue background in the upper left corner. It's called the Christian flag. There are three flagpoles outside City Hall that fly the U.S., the Massachusetts and Boston flags. Occasionally, the city will take down its own pennant flag and hoist another one temporarily. Boston has approved 284 applications, most involving flags of other nations. But a city official turned away Mr. Shurtleff and his camp constitution because he said he wanted to fly the Christian flag. Justin Samuel Alito noted that the Chinese and Cuban flags had flown outside City Hall. Douglas Hallward Dreimeyer, representing Boston, said those were a part of a policy that recognizes the heritage of Boston residents, not an endorsement of those regimes. Justice Elena Kagan was among several justices who suggested the decision to refuse his request was a simple mistake. She said, "Why is it that people have not been able to correct this mistake? The case hinges on whether the flag is an act of the government, in which case Boston can do whatever it wants, or private parties like Shurtleff. If the flagpole is more like a designated or free speech or protest area outside City Hall in Boston and other government buildings around the country, Hallward Dreimeyer conceded that turning away some points of view and allowing others amounts to discrimination. The Biden administration, the American Civil Liberties Union, are among a wide array of parties that are actually on Shurtleff's side. Boston has indicated to change its policy if it loses the case to take more control of what flags can fly." So this is kind of interesting, and in that I think it's cool that in addition to the American flag and the Massachusetts flag, it will, and the Boston flag, it will allow other flags to, or I guess what the city does is take down the Boston flag to allow other flags to fly. But it does open the door to a lot of contention. You know, well, wait a second. You put up their flag. Why did you put up ours? Why aren't you putting up both of them? You put that flag up only 5 days, but you only put ours up four. If at all they don't show that they're being, you know, even, and they don't have, you know, a rule for everybody that everybody follows, it's going to show discrimination. So that was a very interesting case that the Supreme Court weighed in on, and interesting that they were bipartisan with that, or they agreed. The Senate is going to vote on the voting rights bills that is planned to be doomed, as well as filibuster changes. So we're being told that the Senate is moving forward. I think we were told that earlier this week. They're going to decide the fate of sweeping voting rights bills and propose changes to chamber rules Wednesday after months of wrangling over how far Congress needs to go to protect U.S. democracy. And again, we're still very, very confused with what's in this bill, because no Republican or Democrat wants anybody not being able to vote. So who on this in our beautiful country is being denied the right to vote? We're under the assumption that every citizen can vote. So what is in this voting rights bill? Who hasn't been able to vote? Unless this has to do with illegal immigrants. And I apologize, I have not read the bill. Democrats plan on moving forward with this, expanding early and mail-in voting to make Election Day a national holiday. All right, early voting, expanding early voting, I think a lot of people agree on. The mail-in voting needs to be run better. Once we saw what happened with the last election, where people got two ballots, some people never got their ballots, somebody voted for their dead wife in our neck of the woods and just got arrested for it, that, you know, we do have to make sure the mail-in voting is going to be tested and true, and that there's going to be a better way to do it. It's just mail-in ballots leave a lot of room for fraud. So again, they're talking about voting rights. Everybody has, you know, has an ability to vote. There's even proxy votes, or not proxy votes. There's the, what are those called? Where the votes, like, that the military get to do when they're out of the country. I mean, we do have ways to mail in your vote. Election Day and national holiday, so everybody has to be off so they could go and head to the polls. Again, Election Day being a national holiday doesn't have to then happen if they're going to do mail-in voting. But if they want to make sure people can still get to the polls if they want to, you know. So anyway, these are things included. Democrats then plan on to vote on changing Senate rules to require a so-called talking filibuster for only the voting rights bills. The change would force GOP senators to actively speak on the Senate floor to block the legislation rather than withhold their support in a vote. If all senators used up their speeches, each are allowed up to two speeches with no time limit, the chamber could pass the proposals with a simple majority. This is according to CNBC. So basically the Senate is like, well, look, if it doesn't pass, let's change the rules so we get it to pass. The Senate rules tweak what would require a simple majority. It'll still be expected to fail because Senators Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia said they will oppose most proposed changes to the filibuster. Win, lose, or draw, we are going to vote. We are going to vote according to Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader. He said, especially when the issue relates to the beating heart of our democracy as voting rights does. See, they keep calling it voting rights. We all have a right to vote. It's just some of the things they want to do. Like, you could let strangers come up to you and give you food and water. We don't want strangers coming up to us. If you want to have food and water in a buffet set up, that's great. Honestly, if you have extra food and water, can you give it to the homeless people? I don't need it as a voter. Okay, I could bring, you know, some M&Ms or a sandwich. If you have all this extra food and water, can you give it to the homeless people who are starving? Can you give it to the kids that don't know when their next meal is coming? But apparently that is the heartbeat of our democracy. So this impasse will leave the Democrats still no closer to passing the election reforms that they want to. Supporters of voting rights legislation around the country, they say particularly voters of color who are expected to disproportionately feel the effects of state laws. Now, this has been a source of contention because there's many people saying, wait a second, just because I'm a person of color doesn't mean I don't have an ID. I have an ID. You know, but is it that there's no voting polls in areas? If that's an issue, you got to open up voting polls in neighborhoods. You know, is it that they're saying people of color need to have food and water when they vote? I mean, they have to be very, very careful with what they're saying because they can actually discriminate and it can actually be insulting as they do this. If they're saying people of color have to work among all the hours that don't allow them to vote, the Election Day national holiday could help. But, you know, it's obviously these bills aren't just one thing. They're not just like a one item. There's all this extra stuff in there. And we don't want anybody in the voting line being approached by others who could hurt them, who could coerce them, who could... I mean, these are things that, with everything going on, people getting stabbed, people getting mugged, people being thrown in front of trains, I understand a rule saying, look, we want to protect people in the voting line. If we don't have enough security, it is illegal to approach somebody randomly in a voting line. The one, 7.Dolly, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.